The Turkish team would like to read their story with a happy ending, a few minutes of pain, and a sad ending in the shadow.
Grace Kant is a high school student and she studies music at conservatory. She is good at all her subjects. She is quite successful and very polite. She is 16 years old and she is tall, but feeble with hazel eyes and short fair hair.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning and she comes to the bus stop with some books and a violin case in her hands so as to go to school. The bus stop is too small and crowded. She starts waiting for the bus like the other people at the bus stop. She has got very important practical exam and she wants to go to school as soon as possible on that day.
The bus arrives at the bus stop after 20 minutes. When the bus arrives at the bus stop, people try to get on the bus by pushing each other. Grace waits patiently for her turn to come. Just as she is trying to get on the bus, a rude man with a huge body pushes Grace, says,
"Sorry, I am in a hurry."
Jumps at the queue and gets on the bus.
When the man pushes Grace, she makes a few steps and falls down. Nobody helps her stand up. In the meantime, the bus leaves. The bus stops. Grace is shocked and furious and she says nothing but reprises her anger. She thinks she hates man. She checks her watch. It is 8:20 a.m. She knows that the next bus will be at the bus stop in half an hour. She starts waiting impatiently, but she cannot help thinking her exam starting at 9 o'clock.
She hasn't got enough money to take a taxi either. The second bus comes 8:50 and she gets on it. She sees all the seats in the bus are full and most of the passengers are students. She stands near a seat and holds it. Except George Inderman gets on the bus at the next bus stop. He is still old to wait standing, but no one gives him a seat. She can't stand and she says,
"Why don't you give your seat to that uncle?"
"What is that to you?"
one of the students replies and adds,
"This old boy does not need to sit anywhere as he will die in a few years. We are more weary than him. If you like, you can get him to sit on your lap."
The older boy snaps him and looks at Grace angrily. Grace is speechless, says nothing and looks at the old man desperately.
"Do not worry, dear, and I will tell you a short Indian story. When you listen to it, you will understand what I have felt,"
says the old man and begins to tell the story.
"One day a sadhu goes to the river, and there he notices a scorpion struggling in the water. The scorpion cannot swim, and if the sadhu does not save it, it will drown. The monk rescues it, but the scorpion stings him. The sadhu flings his hand in pain, and the scorpion goes flying back to the river. This drama goes on for several times. Then a hunter watches the sadhu and the scorpion. He comes closer and says,
'Forgive me for my frankness, but why don't you give up and let scorpion drown as it is going to sting you again?'
The sadhu replies,
'My dear child, it is the scorpion's nature to sting. My dharma is help any creature of any kind, human or animal. Just as he is not living his nature, why should I leave my nature? That is the story, my dear. I love today's youth. I'm sure they will learn through experience one day. Why should I hate him? I feel I'm young at heart."
While the old man is telling the story, the young boy and his friend eavesdropped on the story. Ever the end.
Happy end. A few minutes of pain.
After a while, the young boy and his friend realized the morality in the story and the boy decided to let him sit the old man.
"Okay, old man, have my seat. I understand. I will be one day too. I get it. I must help my neighbor."
Grace is extremely happy for the old man and thanks the students. But unfortunately for her, misfortune is going on. The bus breaks down and has stop in the middle of nowhere. She thinks she will never be on time for her exam. Sadly, she goes down the
from the bus. While she is walking on the zebra crossing, a car stops by and she hears the driver ask,
"Where are you going, young lady?"
She really thinks the driver is a mean guy who is sitting on her, but after glimpsing the man through the window of the car, she realizes he is her music teacher. He asks again,
"Are you going to school, Grace? Because I am. I can give you a lift to school if you want."
Of course, she needs the lift. Thanks to her music teacher, she is on time at school for her exam. Then, after her exam, she thinks of the old man and his story and of her teacher and the lift. She is thankful. Her heart is fulfilled with happiness because at the beginning of the day, she is pessimistic about the society. She is living in thinking selfishness in the current social phenomenon. Whereas at the end of the day, optimism is back. She knows young and old people can still help each other and bad times.
Saddened in the shadow.
After a while, one boy, smiling, says,
"Hey girl, have you listened? The old man agrees with us. It's not our duty to let him sit down. Now, old girl."
Another boy says,
"The old man is young at heart."
And they start laughing.
"Very young, younger than us. Do you see?
The old man pretends not to hear them, but Grace is getting furious. At the next stop, a seat is freed up and Grace runs to take it to the old man. But one boy, discovering what she is going to do, trips her and Grace falls down. She hurts her right knee and her right hand, which is bleeding. She cries for pain while the boys get off the bus as if nothing has happened.
The old man is very sorry about her. She is very sad and angry. She can't play the violin because her hand hurts. Those bullies have ruined her day and her exam.